This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of October 27, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week, Miss Sheridan Avery. How are you doing?
I'm so great. How are you, Greg?
Well, I'm much better that you are on the other end of the microphone.
Thank you.
Because before we start, you know, we're just going to rip you open, find out everything about you. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to find out everything about you.
Okay.
But I see this sweet spirit, my goodness, that you just shine. You have a joy, the spirit of joy. Usually I get into interviews and I kind of see these things. I have what I call the spidey sense. I guess it's a gift from the Lord. And man, you just admit that joy. So God bless you, Sheridan.
Thank you so much.
And since you admit it so much, why don't you tell me and tell all of our listeners, who is Sheridan Avery?
That's such a good question. I mean, there's so many things I could say, but I really think that Jesus is the center of it all. I mean, I make music and I write it, but I really think that I wouldn't be where I am today without Jesus. I grew up in church, and actually, fun fact, I grew up Mormon. I grew up in the LDS church, and a lot of people don't know that. And when I say it, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like, how do you start there? And so my father, he grew up in the LDS church, and my mom actually grew up Methodist. But when I was 10, we left the church and we became Christian. And actually, I gave my life to Christ years ago. I was baptized in the Mormon church, but I feel like I regave my life to Christ this past March. And actually, 2 weeks ago, I was baptized at Gateway Church. It's a non-denominational church in Southlake, Texas. And that's where my family and I have been going since I was about 11. And yeah, and ever since then, I felt this like peace come over me. And I always knew that, you know, Jesus was my Lord and Savior. And growing up in the Mormon church, you know, they believe that too, but they do believe a lot of other things that are very contradictory. And that's kind of where my parents were like, okay, look, we need to sit down and, you know, decide if this is really where we want to be. And I mean, I was young, so I didn't really know which way was right or left then. But now I'm so certain that there were a lot of things back then that I didn't know that I know now. And now I'm like, okay, this is where I need to be. And so, I don't know, there's a lot of other things we could go into with that. But so when I was in middle school, I started dealing with some anxiety, and I was in the eighth grade. And it just got to a point where I didn't really know where this anxiety was coming from. And then when I got into high school, my depression hit, and I started writing music in eighth grade. And there was a time, my junior year of high school, where I was so depressed that I wasn't going to school. And I mean, I was in choir and I was singing, but I felt like I was just like I was a ghost. Like there were just so many things going on and I was so stressed out. And it came to a point where I wanted to end my life. And so when you're going to end your life, when you're planning that, you're on it. You're like, everything is over. There's nowhere left to turn. And so I overdosed on sleeping medication. And then after that, I remember someone telling me that the only way you're going to get out of this is if you turn to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so finally I was like, you know what, God, I'm going to let you take over. And I did. And I was in treatment for my depression and anxiety for about a year. And I didn't even finish high school. I still got my diploma, but I wasn't in high school. I didn't walk the stage, but my family helped me, and I had a really good friend, Grace. Love you, Grace. They helped me get through that, and so that's kind of how I got here. And so I've written several songs, but my first song I wrote, if I can talk about that,
yes, ma'am,
is called Who I Am. And Who I Am is about getting back to who I am in Jesus. But the words are tossing and turning, I just can't fall asleep, frozen in my memories, a past that's haunting me. And those are the first lines of the song. And that's really talking about the crossroads with my depression with the suicide. And so a lot of when I first started writing these songs that are going to be on my upcoming EP that's actually releasing next month are about like how I came from that suicide and depression to where I am now. Because in this past year, I've had such a traumatic change with coming back to Jesus that I just sometimes I don't even recognize where I was when I was 17. I guess that's 2 years now because I'm actually 19. But so Who I Am is the chorus is I've got to get back to who I am. I always knew you had a better plan. And, you know, I feel like when I was going through that depression and with my suicide attempt, I was not thinking about, oh, God has a plan. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking like, oh, you know, I know what's going to happen. And, you know, I know that if I do this, I'm probably not going to make it to heaven. I don't know. I was just so lost in that dark place that I wasn't worried about what was going to happen on the other side of that. And I feel like that's where when I wrote this song, after that, I was so certain that God does have a plan. And I believe now that God does have a plan for all of us. But and then it's the lyrics are broken still, you held me in your hands. And I know that I'm still broken today and I'm still working through stuff every single day, but I know that God has me. And I feel like that's something I never really understood until now. And then the last part of the chorus is I turned away, but now I understand you brought me back to who I really am. And then I'm going to go into, the second chorus is so many thoughts are in my head. They echo in the deep. I'm laying in the darkness now. This fear has covered me. And the next part is, help me fight the demons, Lord. They're desperate for my heart. And I feel like that's my favorite lyric in that song because I feel like when I was going through that dark time in my life, I was fighting demons. Like I was letting the devil take me over. The devil telling me lies that I wasn't good enough and that, you know, I should be worried about tomorrow and I was insignificant. And I believed that. I would look in the mirror and I would see the anxiety and the depression and that everything was holding me back. And now I truly feel like I can look in the mirror and be like, you are loved, you are holy, you are blessed, you are chosen.
Amen.
But there was a time that I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe all of those things now. But like I said, there was a time where, you know, I didn't. And I feel like in this day and age, with everything that's going on in the world, there are so many people who don't look in the mirror and believe that they are chosen, they are loved, they are good enough. There are so many people that look in the mirror and they say that they're not, and they put themselves down every single day. And that's another thing. I feel like mental health and depression and anxiety and suicide and all of those things, there's such a stigma these days.
Mm-hmm.
And people look down upon that. And I feel like it's gotten better, but there are so many people who are like, oh my gosh, like you, they tell others you are not good enough because you have these things and you're going through this time. And that is so not true because God loves everybody. And, you know, some people say that, you know, God only gives you what you can handle, but I don't know. There's, you know, there's a line there, I feel like, but God loves you no matter what. So if he's putting you through this, it's for a reason. You're going to come out on the other side stronger. And it's whether you choose to go through those things, trusting God, that's going to make the difference.
Amen. So. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, you threw a lot at us right then. But I've already picked out a few things. So when we come back, we're going to talk about those, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. I'm ready.
We'll be right back with Ms. Sheridan Avery right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. My special guest over Zoom today, Ms. Sheridan Avery. Ms. Sheridan, like I said when we finished the first segment, we talked about a lot in that first segment. But the first thing I want to bring out is that your friend made a statement. Grace was her name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what a name. Oh, that's a pretty cool name. To tell you the simplest of instructions, But the most important instructions that we can share with each other is that you need Jesus. I need Jesus. We all need Jesus. And he is the answer. He's the way, the truth, the life. He is all of it. And if we would just focus all of our problems on him, everything would be so much better.
Yes.
And I love how you shared. Okay, you felt alone. Okay, and if you go back, if you listen to any of the podcast, I say this all the time. That's where Satan wants all of us.
Oh yeah.
He wants us in the corner, and I taught kids this for years, and they didn't believe me. But I hope they now that they're grown up now, they do. That is where he wants you. He wants you in the corner. He wants you to pull you away from everybody, tell you you're not loved, you're not good enough, you don't have any friends, your life is worthless, but it's not. Mm-hmm. And the story, I shared it last week. You know, he'll leave the 99 to go get you out of that corner. He loves you that much. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I mean, I'm looking at you today, and there's been a complete 360, I can imagine. It's been a complete turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because like I said, you have this sweet spirit, you have this joy about you, and that's a good old shot of vitamin J, a little Jesus in you, isn't it? It's crazy when you get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it good we have friends, too, that mm-hmm. are in our life, and some are in seasons of life, some stick with us for a long time, that help keep us on the path. Mm-hmm. Well, you said you're writing?
Yes.
You're of course you're singing. That's how I found you, and that's pretty cool. And I thank you for responding, because you guys, your independent artists, are getting so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Because social media gives you a way that if you don't have a record label, you don't have a producer that gets you to that label, man, social media is such a powerful tool to mm-hmm. get your music out.
For sure, yes.
So what platforms are your music out on?
So, let me think. Spotify, of course. Okay. Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, a bunch of other platforms that I don't use, that I don't even have a list for. But there's a link in my Instagram bio that sends you to all of that. Through DistroKid. So if you go to my Instagram at Sheridan Avery _songs, I believe it is there.
Okay.
Through a link.
Well, we'll post that when I do the promo for the show, and I'll get all that on there so people can click on it and find all the cool stuff that you're doing and this infectious personality that they'll want to have when they see you, and especially when you perform. It's just the joy of the Lord.
I actually have my first live performance by myself next month. It's at Zara Coffee and Events, I believe it's called. It's in Denton, Texas. So I don't know if anyone lives in Denton, Texas, but it is free. So come out and see me perform. It's on November 15th, 7 p.m. It's a Friday. So that'll be my first live performance performing all these songs. And it's kind of like a worship night. So I chose, like, I don't know, 6 worship songs to do. So I'm learning guitar right now. So hopefully I can learn enough chords to perform some guitar next month. But I also play piano.
Well, maybe I can twist your arm, because November 3rd starts the Rock the Flock show. And my first guest, my spotlight artist for the show, is Miss Sweden Janulovic. Mm-hmm. And she is very close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to Denton. So I may see if Sweden can swing over there and watch you perform.
Oh, that would be so cool. And I love meeting new people, yes.
And meet you. So that would be really neat.
That would be awesome. Yes.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and we come back, we'll be right back with Miss Sheridan Avery right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for joining if you're listening on the airways of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're on the Spotify podcast, or you can find the podcast on our Radio Alabama app. You can pull it up, go down to Mix Sunday Morning, and look at all the great artists. And once again, I'm blessed this week to have Miss Sheridan Avery with me. And we were fixing to get, because I always say the best conversations happen off air. And I didn't mean to stop you, but I said, this sounds like it's going to be good. I saw it bubbling in you. We were talking and you said your producer.
Yes.
Is about 2 miles away from you.
2 minutes.
2 minutes away from you. I understand. Yeah. In bigger towns, 2 minutes can be short distance. Yes. It can be very short distance.
So actually, so in the fall of 2023, after I would have graduated high school, I mean, I did, but I didn't. Anyway, I talked about that earlier, but I was wanting to go to UNT in the spring for music. And so UNT, University of North Texas, as you know, is a huge music program, probably one of the best in the state, maybe the United States. I don't know for sure, but it's a great program. And so I was going to audition for a choral music major, which probably would have wound me up in music education, which, you know, I don't really want to teach kids, but I was like, you know what? That would be great. So I don't know. I started doing choir when I was in third and fourth grade. So I don't know. I was a choir kid. I was president of choir in high school. So, you know, I was always choir. I love to sing. But so I wanted to go to UNT for that. And so I was working on audition repertoire. And my mom said, why don't you go see if you can meet with your old choir director, Ann Smith. She's retired now, but she was the head of the children's choir, North Texas Children's Choir and Texas Youth Chorale in Texas. She's a wonderful lady. And so I was in her choirs in, I believe, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. But you audition for those choirs, and it's so great. You sing all kinds of choral music in different languages. We sang in Portuguese, Latin, English too. And we actually, when I was in fourth grade, performed at the Meyerson Symphony Center, I think it might be, in Dallas. And that was a great experience. But so my mom said, you should meet with her. So I actually, my mom and I went to her house. She also lives in Denton. And so we were talking about audition songs. And so my mom was like, oh, you should play her one of your songs you wrote. And I was like, no, mom, no. She's like, why? And I hadn't seen her in like 10 years. So I'm not really a shy person, but, you know, I hadn't seen her in a while. So I was like, And my mom was like, come on, play your song. And so I was like, oh, okay, fine. So I sat down at her grand piano in her house and I played her a song I wrote. And she was like, you don't need to be going to college and being, you know, put in that choral music box. Because, you know, she was explaining to me, like, you know, once you're going to college for this, you're stuck in, sorry, that's my dog barking in the background. You're stuck in this, you know, box, you know, you can't do anything else. You're stuck with that forever. She's like, you need to be recording your own music. So she sent me the information for Robert Parr, or Bob Parr, who happens to live in Denton, Texas. And so I met with him and I sang one of my songs, and he's like, all right, let's record this. And I was like, okay. And I actually, my dream has seriously always been to be on Christian radio. Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought this would happen. I never thought I'd be in this interview right now, but here we are. So I recorded a single and I was like, you know, I want to make an album. And he's like, okay, let's start with an EP. So I recorded one song, two songs, three songs. I came out with my fourth song last weekend, and now here we are. I'm about to come out with an EP. And so it just happened just like that. And he lives in the neighborhood over from mine, like four streets over, 2 minutes from my house. So, but yeah, so it just all worked out. Thanks to Ann Smith. But Bob Parr is an incredible producer. He's worked with so many artists and he has been such a blessing. And his son, Elijah Parr, actually plays electric guitar on all my songs. Mm-hmm. And he has also done drums on a few of them too.
So that's cool. So this is your first radio interview.
Yes.
Okay. In our next segment, you're going mm-hmm. to, you're going to talk about
yes.
the song we're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this segment after that, you'll intro that song, and that'll be the first time your song will be played on radio.
I'm so excited.
Is that not cool?
So amazing. Yes, I'm so excited.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the song. You'll tell us about it, why you wrote it, what inspired you to write it.
Okay.
And I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Okay. I'm ready.
We'll be back with Sheridan Avery right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Sheridan Avery is on the Zoom call with us today. And this will be, like I said, thank you, Lord, the first opportunity Miss Sheridan has to tell the radio world about her song, The Answer.
Yes. So, The Answer is a song I wrote about Jesus being the answer to all my prayers. And, you know, with my anxiety and depression, you know, like I had mentioned earlier in this segment, about, you know, how Jesus was the only thing that got me out of that hole of depression I was in, that's where this song came from. So the beginning of the song is, the anxiety I hide, I pray the anxiety I hide while I hold deep inside will one day turn into tears of joy. I pray I wake up without depression, full of hope and new ambition, free from all the worries of this world. Mm. And so the song is actually me praying to Jesus that, you know, he's going to take this burden I carry each day away from me. And the chorus is, well, before that, it's, I pray, God, that you help me through. You work miracles. I know what you can do. And, you know, we've seen Jesus work miracles in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see him work miracles every single day. I mean, you and I here right now breathing is a miracle. You know, this world that Jesus made for us to be here, God, is, it's a miracle. And so the chorus is, you're the maker of all things. You're the reason that I sing. You're my joy each and every morning. When I wake up every day, I'll sing nothing but your praise because you are the answer to my prayer. And I mean, I feel like this song is truly a worship song. And I feel like my other songs that I wrote are worship too, but I feel like they're more storytelling. And this one is storytelling too, but I feel like this kind of like sums up all the other songs. Like my first song, Who I Am, is talking about getting back to Jesus. And my second song, On My Knees, is about prayer and repentance from what I went through with my suicide. And my third song, Darkest Days, is about how Jesus is there on my darkest days, you know, through my depression. And then I feel like this song really sums it all up and being like, thank you, God, for getting me through this. Because, you know, through all that time when I was praying, you know, God, he answered my prayer. You know, he brought me back to where I am now, back to him. And yeah, and then a part of the second chorus is, I pray that every time it rains, there's a rainbow on the way. I pray every breakdown becomes a breakthrough. And I feel like that part is my favorite part of this song because, you know, I know that if I break down, Jesus is going to see me through that. So when I break down, there's going to be a breakthrough. You just got to believe that. And I feel like that's true for everyone. You know, when you're going through something, if you trust in God, Jesus is going to carry you through that. And you're going to get to the other side of that mountain. You're going to make it to the top to see Jesus. And there, you're going to see a breakthrough. There will be a breakthrough. And this song is truly just a testament of that for me. It's truly my testimony that, you know, Jesus is the answer. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this day and age that are like, you know, that's not true, but it is. It is. Every single day, Jesus is the answer to all of your begging questions. You just got to believe that and trust in him.
Well, amen. So, when we come back, we're going to let you intro that song and we'll play it.
Okay, awesome.
All right, we'll be right back with Sheridan Avery and The Answer right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
This is Sheridan Avery. Here's my new song, The Answer.
What I hold deep inside will one day turn into tears of joy. I pray I wake up without depression, full of hope and new ambition, free from all the worries of this world. I pray, God, that you help me through. You work miracles, I know what you can do. You're the maker of all things. Comes a breakthrough. I pray that all my guilt and shame will all be washed away. I pray the chains will break and I will be set free. I pray, God, that you help me through. You work miracles, I know what you can do. You're the maker of all things.
That's Sheridan Avery and The Answer right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and what a wonderful show we've had this week. Another blessing from the Lord, another child of God has just stepped on the stage today and just opened her heart to us. You've gotten to know her, but I believe there's a lot more to this story, Miss Sheridan Avery. And before we close, Ms. Sheridan, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for this opportunity, Lord, that you bring this child to this show to reach people for you. God, I ask you to bless this interview, that people will be touched. Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with Sheridan, that you will guide her, you will protect her, put that hedge of protection around her, Lord. Put angels around her. Bless her music, bless her ministry, and bless each and every step of her days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. This has been such a blessing, truly.
It is, yes. It's been a blessing to me. So one more time, tell people how they can connect with you.
I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. Just look up Sheridan Avery. My Instagram is Sheridan Avery_songs. Also on TikTok, Sheridan Avery. Search me up, listen to my music. My new song is out now. It's called The Answer.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll have to get with your producer to get the music to me so yes. I can play it on the new Rock the Flock show.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Well, God bless you, Miss Sheridan. Have a great day. You are such a sweet child of God.
Thank you.
God bless you. Sheridan Avery on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.